Okay, hi, I'm here with Jason Stewart. Hello, Jason Stewart.
Hello.
So you're in Birth of the Nation in HBO. That's a,
yes.
That's a pretty well-known
film.
That, in fact, it's a classic.
No, this is
the
not...
Does it have anything to do with
the old? No, it's just about taking the title back. It's about black abolitionist Nat Turner, and I play a white heterosexual Christian plantation owner in 1831.
All righty. And are you happy about that role?
Oh, God, it was probably the most exciting artistic film I ever got to do. It was one of the best experiences I've ever had. Working with Nate Parker changed my life. I'm an actor and a comedian, mostly known for comedy, so it was really life-changing.
What started, where did you start first? As a comedian, do you think?
As an actor.
As an actor.
I started doing comedy because I was a gay guy, couldn't get a job to save my life. So I started doing comedy, and I got real well-known doing that. I toured for 20 years. Then I used to play Dr. Thomas on My Wife and Kids. Then I started doing independent films and lots of episodics, and then things just started to roll in the last 5 years.
So if you would do a one of your routines, your comedy routines, just because I like that.
Would I do it here?
Well, oh, gosh, no.
No, there would be no way I would do stand-up right here with you. It would be terrible.
It would be terrible.
Yes,
because
terrible.
You need the right setting at the right time and the right place.
I would be in, what's funny on stage becomes rude and insulting right here with you.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it's funny, last time I was here, I saw Don Rickles.
Was that so?
So I think, if I would say all the things that I would say on stage here, it would be terrible. You wouldn't speak to me. You'd slap me and walk away.
I don't know.
That would be
I did a Don Rickles special. All right, right down the street here at CBS.
You produced it?
I didn't produce. I used to be the assistant manager of Television City.
Oh, okay.
So I'm in the
I used to
TV
sneak
thing.
In there when I was a kid to see all the shows.
Oh, well, on the Family Sunny Share.
Yes.
Early days. And it's so that Don Rickles was able to get away, let's call it, with making fun of everything and anybody.
I don't profess to be as well known as Don Rickles and I in the same class, but I one day hope to be in that area. This woman's not a see-through dress. I can see her underwear. Anyway.
He's working it now. All right.
I don't know. Her father needs to tell her to go home.
What's peace mean to you? We're very involved with world peace.
Oh, God. It means Donald Trump is out of office.
Okay.
It means that somebody who's competent is in the White House that can take care of us so we can feel safe again. Because right now, everything is so crazy that nobody even notices how insane his hair looks. No one even talks about it. That's how bad it is.
Well, let's pray that life stays peaceful. Thank you, my friend.
I'm hoping. Take care. Thank you, everybody.